just wanted to apologise for the dancing. It was reminiscent of Theresa May. I can only apologise. Won't happen again. So our reading today, you heard a story about a gardener who went to look for fruit, in this case figs, on his fig tree. So he went looking for fruit and he didn't find any. But he was a hopeful gardener and he was doing his very best to try and make that tree produce fruit. And so he wanted to wait a bit longer. Now Jesus, when he tells these stories, is usually telling us something about God and his relationship to us in some way. So perhaps in that story, God is the gardener. And he's coming to look for fruit in our lives to see if we're producing fruit and a harvest. And he's disappointed. But, like that gardener, he gives us another chance. He wants to see us produce a harvest. And so, in love, he gives us another chance. And before he calls in the team to dig us over, he waits a little bit longer for us to produce fruit. So I'm going to tell you about three special gardens today, and which between them they hold the clue to how our lives can produce the fruit that God is looking for. So there were once three gardens with three very different crops. So the fruit of the first garden I've got here. No clues guessing what these are. But, do you know what variety of apples they might be? So let me show you this one to start with. What do you think? Golden Delicious, well done. Come back to that one in a minute. What about this one? Cox's, well done. Cox's Orange Pippin. Getting harder now. Any ideas? Scala. Well done, madam. No prizes, I'm afraid. Oh, you can have a bit of apple. So this one, what do you think this one was? Somebody's already said it once. Pink Lady. Well done. Okay. So these are just four varieties of apples that I found in Sainsbury's. There were so many more other varieties of apples. So many to choose from. I don't know what your favourite variety of apple is. Cox's. Favourite apple? Anybody else? Russet. I've got a russet tree, but it's got no apples on it this year. Yeah? So, here you have all these different apples to choose from. Would you like to come and try them? Sample the apples. Come forward. Crush, if you want to come forward and try some of the apples. Have a try. Adults, you can if you're brave enough. Come on. There's here for you to try. Come and take them. You can take the plates round and help other people as well. You can have a bit of a Pink Lady. My favourite is Pink Lady, personally. And they come from all over the world. So the pippins, the Cox's Orange Pippins, and the Royal Gala are British. But the Pink Lady is from New Zealand. And the Golden Delicious is from France. So we have so many apples to choose from. And if anybody, if any of the beavers or the scouts want to take the plates round to the adults, you can take the apples off, look, and then it's easier to carry them. There we go. See, look. The Pink Lady's nearly all gone. I rest my case. Okay, so here we have apples to choose. Okay, the next crop, the next garden is very different. This garden produces olives. Who likes olives? Lots of people like olives. This is all I managed to say. Look how many people like olives in Chilton. They were full. I couldn't believe it. Like a plague of locusts. There we go. So there's some olives there. Do you want to try? Come and try an olive? Yeah? Green olives and black olives. But, so olives grow in gardens and they're good to eat. But they can also be crushed. And when they're crushed, what do we get from olives when they're squashed, when they're crushed?
Olive oil.
Well done, Joseph. And personally, my favourite way to have olive oil is to dip bread in it. Yeah? Who's with me? Lovely. So if you would like to try some olive oil, David's looking very hungry here, but he's not getting any. With some bread, just come up, take a piece of bread, dip it in the oil, have a go, see what you think. And olive oil has so many uses, doesn't it? So that's our olive garden that has olives to crush. Okay. So I said there were three gardens, didn't I? So the third garden is a grape garden. We don't normally call it a grape garden, do we? What do we normally call it? A vineyard, that's right. Who likes grapes? Silly question. Everybody likes grapes, don't they? Joseph, you ought to share those around. I've got some grapes here that are cut up for little people so that they don't choke on them. So if there's any little people that like a grape, there's some cut up ones. So everybody likes grapes. I'm not sure to volunteers to try the grapes because they're sweet, they're tasty, and they're good for you, aren't they? Which is why we often take grapes to people in hospital. Yeah? I don't know why we do that, really, and it baffles the Americans. When I looked up online for a really good reason why we take grapes to people in hospital, most of the people that were asking about it were American people, saying, why do British people take grapes to people in hospital? Well, actually, they are very good for you, and you can eat one at a time, and you know, you don't have to eat the whole bunch at one go. So they're great to cure. So we've had three gardens, haven't we? We've had apples to choose, we've had olives to crush, and we've had grapes to cure. Okay? So, now, in fact, these three gardens all have one rather special gardener. They are all in the Bible, and God is the faithful gardener. You can keep browsing the food, it's absolutely fine. And the three gardens have a message for us for harvest about how God is faithful and how God wants to help us produce a harvest of good things in our lives. So, the first garden, the apple garden, is right there at the beginning of the Bible story. It's the garden of choice. It's the Garden of Eden. And in this garden, God allowed us to choose whether or not we would love him and know him. And we chose not to. And because we chose not to, that meant we brought bad things into our lives and into the world and made a bit of a mess of it. God didn't want to force his love on us. And that meant that we chose to bring bad things into our lives and into the world. And as Christians, we take the mess of our world quite seriously with its failed harvests and its unfair trade. And we admit that it's our fault, not God's. But God doesn't leave us in that mess. And that brings us to the olive garden. So the olive garden is a real garden in time and place. It's the Garden of Gethsemane. It's an olive garden at the foot of the Mount of Olives. And in this garden, God, as Jesus, once knelt to pray. And Jesus chose in this garden to be crushed, like the olives are crushed. Crushed on the cross for our sake. So he took all the bad things on himself so that we could have an opportunity to make a new start. A fresh beginning, a clean sheet. And then the third garden we have was the grape garden, the vineyard. And this is the garden that Jesus describes how we can be different. So Jesus said he is like the trunk of the tree or the vine. And that if we belong to him, like the branches, that we can produce fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit, like Jesus does. So this is where I have to try and remember what all the fruit of the Spirit are. So let's have a go. It is love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control and faithfulness. I missed any.
Joy.
And joy. Good job, I got a vicar handy. So those are the fruit of the Spirit, and it's by being linked in to Jesus that he can help us to produce that fruit, that good harvest in our lives, and make us and the world we live in the kind of place that he intended it to be all along. Okay, so let's say a prayer together as we finish. Father God, thank you for these three gardens, which show us how you've been faithful and long to be faithful to each one of us. As we face up to our wrong choices, and as we accept that Jesus was crushed in our place, help us to be linked up to you so that our lives will produce a bumper harvest. Amen.